This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, a relationship you can trust. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. Now live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. That's right, I'm Patty Mercer, and we are broadcasting live today on South Carolina's most honored radio station, WRHI 100.1 FM, AM 1340. And my guest today, I have one of my favorite people, Naomi Elkin. She is a teacher at the Fort Mill Middle School, 20 years of teaching, 5th through 8th graders, and you still look so young. It's amazing. National Board Certification. You got that in 2009, and you have a master's degree in teacher leadership, which you received in 2013. You have always broadened my perspective as it relates to teaching math. And with so many companies choosing South Carolina to call home now, what I'm hearing STEM, STEAM, and job readiness and talent pool. So as representing our schools, I just thought it would be a great opportunity to sit down with you and talk about what it looks like inside the classroom and what it transitions into as far as job opportunities and that mindset, because it's more than just learning a skill.
Right.
It's a mindset. So welcome to Close Up, Fort Mill TKK, Naomi Elkin. And I guess Mrs. Elkin, that just sounds right. Yeah, for all your listeners out there, Mrs. Elkin, Fort Mill Middle School, right here, live and in person.
FMMS in the house. That's
in the house. Yes, and you managed to have school spirit. How do you do this?
Well, when you love your job, you can't help it. So.
Yeah. So I shared about you because I know it's easier for me to brag about you than it is for you to brag about yourself. So tell me a little bit about what you do when you're not in the classroom.
Oh, well, busy at home, you know, with kids and just different things. So I did volunteer coach softball the past 3 seasons. So
that's amazing.
That was fun.
That's the outlet, I think. No, seriously, you do have such a love for teaching, and that middle school age is not always the easiest. I mean, it seems to be a very transitional time in the life of a kid.
It's the best time, though.
I love your attitude. It's the best time.
It
Moms,
is.
Dads, everywhere.
You can make the most difference.
Okay, fantastic. And as it relates to math, making a difference, a lot of us find math to be, we emerge from math with less confidence than when we went in. But you believe that growth mindset helps boost confidence.
Yes.
Tell me about growth mindset.
Well, growth mindset is the belief that you can change your abilities through hard work and effort. So it's having a fixed mindset is something where you feel like you can't change, you know, you have a set ability that it can't change.
So a set mindset would be someone that says, I'm great at math or I'm not good in math.
Right, right.
And if you don't believe that you're good in math, then your chances of excelling in math are probably minimized.
Right, and when parents tell their kids that they weren't good in math, their math scores actually decrease.
Okay, so note to all listeners, if this is you, don't tell your parents. That we don't have to tell them everything.
Right.
In our effort to connect, we don't have to tell them that we were really bad in math because we could be potentially hurting their potential.
Right, right. That is actually researched.
Oh, so, that's researched.
Yes.
There's data.
There is data.
Support.
So when your child comes home and they say that they're struggling, what you say is that, oh, let's look at this together. And you say, I don't know how to do this yet. So you add the word yet to anything. And it turns it into, oh, okay, so this is a challenge we're going to take on together, not that, oh, well, I wasn't good in math, so you're not going to be good in math.
That is so funny because the yet can be the difference between, oh, my God, my mom's an idiot, and yet she is totally managing this moment in my life and helping me learn. So as it relates to mistakes, a lot of us, I don't know, it just seems like today's teenager seems to, or preteen, tends to be really hard on themselves. They don't want to make mistakes,
right,
as if mistakes are bad things. What are mistakes? How do you discuss the mistakes? Are they necessary for learning? Or
right. So especially, we talk about four different levels of mistakes in class. So we have this hierarchy chart that we look at, and we determine, you know, because some mistakes are the high stakes mistakes. Those are not good to make. So, you know, when you're in a high stakes situation, you know, driving a car under the influence, obviously that's a bad mistake we don't want to make.
Okay.
But in the classroom, you know, there really aren't high stakes mistakes. So all of our mistakes that we make are based on things that we don't know. So they're stretch mistakes. Or their aha moments. Oh, you know, I thought I knew that, but I see now my thinking has changed. You know, even just the silly mistakes that happen. There's a level of the type of mistake, and that you can learn from all of them. So the only kind that we discourage are the high stakes ones that don't really apply in the classroom.
Right, right. I'm so glad that you qualified that, because again, that is a teaching moment. You can't just blanket it with mistakes are good.
Right, right.
It's not a free pass to make impulsive decisions. So, you know, a few years ago, Common Core seemed to open the can of worms as we approached learning. For example, math. It wasn't just enough to get the answer. It seemed that there was maybe an approach to get the answer this way, and you can still get the answer this way and that way, which could be frustrating mm-hmm. to those that immediately just have a knack for figuring it out. And yet, that seems to also be something that, does that reflect this critical thinking, higher learning, when it's not just enough to learn it this way, but looking at it in other lens or through another lens?
Right, through multiple perspectives.
Okay.
That's really important. So just because you can solve a problem one way doesn't mean you really know it. So if you can explain it in three different ways how to solve that problem, you have really deepened your understanding, and then you'll be able to problem solve with it. You can't problem solve with something that maybe you just know only that one way of how to do it.
Well, when it comes to problem solving, that makes me think of word problems, mm-hmm. which can be very intimidating. But bigger than that, when you learn to look at a math problem in different ways, is the hope that will carry over to possibly have more patience and understanding and acceptance of how other people see big life issues?
Well, that would be great.
Is that the plan? Is that the big picture?
Yeah, the big picture is to make connections, and that 40% of your brain is visual learning. And so if you're not doing visuals with mathematics, you're only using 60% of your math brain. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I see that I did a little sneak peek on your biography on the website, but I saw something that caught my attention. It said mistakes are expected, inspected, and respected.
Yes.
So walk me through that, especially the last one, respected.
Right.
And let's remind our listeners that we're talking about middle school.
and it's hard sometimes to break through some of, you know, the what they come in with, what the kids come in with. So I still struggle with that as a teacher.
Sure.
But in the beginning of the year, we learn about how the brain works. And we learn that mistakes actually cause synapses to fire in your brain. And that's what can cause brain growth. So when you do that, then when kids learn how the brain works, they are much more willing to make a mistake. And if you set up your classroom and you dialogue with them and talk with them about, you know, not everything, you know, when you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. It's, oh, okay, well, how did you approach that? And honoring everyone's value in the classroom and what they bring in, because everybody has some kind of reasoning they're coming up with, even the craziest answer. Isn't
it
crazy?
May be a genius.
It's just something that they were thinking about. It was a certain way that they were thinking about it. And so, you know, you can't disqualify any answer, any way the student has given. I let the students do that. So in the classroom, you know, when somebody shares their method and how they did it, then I open up the floor and say, okay, so do you agree or disagree with this? And allow that discourse to happen. And so everyone is validated, whether, you know, whether they made a mistake or not. They see everybody does that, including me. So.
Right. No, this is fantastic, because that is a place that we all, I believe, understand what vulnerability feels like.
Yes.
When you're kind of in that situation, so you're vulnerable. You see it differently. Nobody wants to be the one that sees it only through one way, and it's not the way that the teacher got there.
Right.
Right? So to build that kind of understanding that, yeah, you're going to have mistakes. Yes, go ahead and expect that people are going to look at
sure.
this differently. That's got to be really good as you move forward into team building.
Right.
And getting to know each other. And I don't know. I just had no idea there were so many opportunities within the framework of a classroom in math that I hear as buzzwords in corporate America.
Yes.
Collaboration, mm-hmm. teamwork. Problem solving. Mm-hmm. We think about math so often as just memorizing a formula.
Right, and that's kind of hopefully all behind us at
that's
this
old
point.
School. I hope so. Is the goal independent learning through learning how other people learn, or are we moving from an independent learning style where we sat down at our desk and, you know, it was just we were one with our math homework versus working together?
Right. Right. The goal is to work together because there's no job that you don't collaborate with somebody.
And, you know, when you think about a job, you think about teamwork, and you don't want everybody to be fantastic at one particular area.
Right.
Because a team is a balance of skill sets and gifts and talents that make that team strong.
Right.
So if you can have that understood in middle school, I would think that you'd be ahead of the game.
Well, that's the whole point, is to get kids to collaborate with each other and to be able to work together, because those are the skills they're going to be able to take with them. You know, memorizing the quadratic formula and being able to spit that out, nobody's going to ask you to do that in life. So the idea is, can we understand and learn it together? And why does this work? How does it apply? And then working together and then having them communicate with each other about why it works.
I bet it's got to be exciting, though, because I know in math, when you get it, and you know that you know that you know, I bet from your perspective as a teacher, it's exciting to see that bubbling passion and confidence.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, because there's a lot of energy there already. And when kids use it in a way that is going to serve them well in the real world, wow,
well,
you must be like, whoa.
60% of jobs haven't even been created yet that are going to be available for these kids. So I can't say for sure you're going to use this formula. There are some jobs that would use it. There are some jobs but we don't know. So our best bet is to get them to problem solve, think, collaborate, and then being able to work together. And all. That's what's going to make them successful.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, too, because, yes, we are seeing so much development so quickly. And, yeah, what was the new thing to learn, software, whatever, is suddenly you don't need it anymore.
Right.
But the way you approach it, the way you break it down, mm-hmm. that's not memorizing. That's logical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So working together, that's really cool. Productive struggle. What does that mean?
Well, that's giving the students a question or a problem that they don't know the answer to, don't know how to solve yet. And so giving them that just above their level, just giving them something that they can work on, think about what are the different ways, and they come up with some of the coolest ways to solve a problem that I wouldn't have even thought about. So I just love that they're willing to share and work together to figure it out. So they surprise me, which is why I keep doing what I'm doing. They're the best part of the day.
I think that is amazing, because seriously, you are training the next generation of inventors and those that are going to be shaping the future. And you, too, continue to shape your future. Congratulations. You are part of the STEAM leadership.
Oh, thanks.
In our Fort Mill School District. Tell me about the process of selection to be part of this team.
Well, all the schools had to, teachers who wanted to apply went through their principals, and then they were selected. So every elementary and middle school had 4 teachers from each school, and then our high school had 8.
Wow.
So.
Okay, and STEAM stands for?
Well, what is it?
Science. Is that the same STEAM we're talking about? Science, technology,
yeah, well, art? I mean, there's a couple of perspectives on that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's your typical, like, okay, so when you think of STEAM or STEM, you think of science, technology, engineering, math. But is that what it really stands for? Pretty sure it stands for a higher level thinking and teaching and getting kids to think and learn in ways that make sense. So your 4 C's of STEAM, the communication, collaboration, you know, all of that, that's what it's about. It's not about one particular like subject. It's about a general perspective on learning.
And that makes sense. And I mean, if you think about, visually speaking, if you think about STEAM,
right.
It's not like you can pick out the molecules that make it STEAM. It's all working together.
Yes.
And yet, through this program, it's a, what, four-year commitment?
Yes. Yeah, it's 4 years we've committed to for 5 days of professional development that the Discovery Education co-op is giving us.
Yes.
And then we have 10 personal coaching sessions where you sit one-on-one with a Discovery Ed coach. And
wow.
That's really remarkable.
And so this is through South Carolina, a grant, obviously, that has been given to Fort Mill School District, I would guess?
Well, I think the district has made a commitment to pay. I'm not sure how the funding works, but I'm just very grateful for the opportunity.
And again, it shows that as it relates to companies choosing South Carolina for home, which many have already done that,
right.
But we've got more great things happening. They are working closely with our schools and
yes.
preparing students for job readiness, even though jobs in the area, you know, it's fluid right now because mm-hmm. technology is changing so quickly. We need to take a short break and remind our listeners that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, a relationship you can trust. Schuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Carmen Miller of the Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. We're live today, Famous Toastery, right here in TKK, where every server is your server. We'll be right back with my guest, Naomi Elkin, known as Mrs. Elkin, at Fort Mill Middle School, talking about STEAM and math converting into life skills.
Located in Fort Mill, the Schuster companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Schuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Some things in life are certain. Unfortunately, our health is not one of them. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their life. But Piedmont Medical Center is here to help stop you from becoming a statistic. Mammograms are an effective form of early detection and perhaps the single greatest tool in our fight against breast cancer. So be proactive. Make time for your mammogram today at Piedmont Medical Center. Visit pmcmammo.com. That's pmcmammo.com to schedule an appointment.
Carmen Miller and the Miller Realty Group understand that choosing the right home is just the beginning. Becoming part of a growing community, now that's where life happens. If you're looking for the right home, start with us. Our passion is helping you. Visit homesfortmill.com to see the most recent home listings and be sure to check out Carmen Miller's Talk of the Town, Carolinas, every Tuesday to discover even more reasons to love the Carolinas. Live where you love and love where you live. Carmen Miller Realty Group, welcome home. homesfortmill.com.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Located in Fort Mill, the Schuster companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Schuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and you're listening to Close Up. My guest today, Mrs. Elkin. She is a math teacher at Fort Mill Middle School. And we're talking about STEAM, which you may not really understand the bigger picture of what STEAM is, but we do know that we are hearing a lot about it and the importance it has within talent pool and new companies and job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a parent of a kid in school, you probably have heard of STEAM. Now, I am interested, Mrs. Elkin, because for so long we just heard STEM,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed to be in a framework of encouraging girls to pursue math and engineering and those courses that typically, stereotypically, girls aren't good in.
Right.
Now we see an A added. So tell me why the progression from STEM to STEAM and from looking at it specifically at courses to more of an overall picture and approach to learning.
Well, the A is for the arts. And so those are those soft skills that we want students to be able to have and to be able to work together, that whole idea of the teamwork, being able to write, being able to just, I guess, express yourself, you know, verbally. So I think those are skills that we want all of our citizens to have.
And you know what? That's important because that comes up. We hear this in job interviews. Sometimes the soft skills are lacking because there is an imbalance of so much focus on grades and measurable data to show that I am intelligent, I am worthy of this job.
Right.
And yet the eye contact, the handshake, I think it's interesting.
Yes.
You know, that the A represents the soft skills. I had not looked at it like that. I just assumed it was painting and art and sketching. So, hello.
Right.
This is good to know.
Well, I think it has the creativity component as well.
But again, it's pulling from that side of the brain.
Yes.
As
yes.
it relates to learning.
Right.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It just like never stops. Now, you also, in terms of outside of the classroom, you coach Math Counts.
Yeah, Math Counts. Well, it's
a club. Okay.
And then we...
I was in that club. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I leave it open for about 3 months. We started in September. We just had our competition a couple weeks ago. So we just, anybody who wants to participate and come do higher level questions, they work in groups and we talk about the problems and then we have a competition where I narrow it down to 10 students. And then those 10 students are the ones I take to the competition in February. And then once we have our competition, then we'll decide whether we make it to the state level or not. So
math can be fun. It can be strategy. It's like chess club and math counts, and you are there coaching. Interesting enough, mind growth and a mindset. It's all about taking chances. It's all about being willing to be wrong or make a mistake in your search for the right answer. Sometimes kids that have school come very easy to them and they get established as a straight A student have difficulty.
Yes.
With that. Tell me more what you see in the classroom.
Those are the students I think that have the most difficult time are the ones that are very grade focused. So if they're focused on what grade they get at the end, they're not concerned about the learning. And then that's what ends up breaking down for them because they didn't necessarily understand it. They just got the grade to skate by. And so then at some point it catches up with them and then their grades drop and then they feel like they can't do it. And so that's what I don't want to happen. I want them to understand the content so then they can move forward and keep, you know, achieving at high levels.
Well, that puts a totally different perspective on just living. I mean, you know, life is one big problem to solve, and it changes. You know, what you're solving today will not be what is in front of you tomorrow. And unfortunately, we do see a lot of pressure that teens and preteens place on themselves to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because sometimes they don't give themselves an opportunity to hold the course and wait.
Right.
Because at that age, you also tend to be impulsive.
Right.
And we've seen it in our own school district. But you believe that mindset is what in terms of growth?
Well, it's the idea that I can change my abilities through hard work and effort. And then there is some... backlash to this because a lot of people think, well, you know, if you just work hard, then you're going to do great. And that's not necessarily what it says. I mean, hard work is part of it. But another part of this is that if a student comes across something that they're trying something, it's not working, you have to change your thinking. You can't continue to do the same things you've done. You keep running into this brick wall. So in the classroom, what it looks like is if I'm letting a group work on a problem and they don't know what to do, I don't say, okay, we'll just keep working and I walk away. That's not growth mindset at all. It's the idea, okay, so what have you tried? Let's see what else we can do from here that will improve, you know, your thinking and learning. So if you've been trying it this way, what about giving kids a different approach? Okay, so if this isn't working, what else could you do? So I think that's the big takeaway from it, is it not just hard work and effort, it's the right hard work and effort.
And that's really important. Where a teacher and a coach plays a big role in just guiding and opening up that other possibility to consider. Now, if a student comes in and they have 100 on their test, usually that's cause for celebration, but not so much with you. What do you
say? Well, I mean, if I have a student that has 100, now, little mini checkpoints, that's okay. But when we look at our big problem-solving assessment at the end, they got a 100. I would say that's my fault because they didn't learn anything. They already knew it all.
I love that.
You know, I don't have very many 100s, but when I do, I have to step up my game, you know, for those students to say, okay, well, what can we do differently that's going to make you challenge you so that way you're still learning?
And I like that because it's the expectation of you're going to be challenged. I want you to be challenged.
Yes.
You're not alone. You work with a team of teachers
Yes.
at Fort Mill Middle School. So tell me about the approach that you all take.
Oh, well, we all work together. It's really nice. So we meet during our planning and we discuss problems and look, okay, so what are your students having trouble with? And then we brainstorm together on basically we use it mindset ourselves and how we approach it.
Yeah, and so. Encourage one another. This is something that I see throughout the Fort Mill School District is mm-hmm. this attitude for teaching part of what makes our district so great, just that passion. You want to be there.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. In terms of your role on the STEAM, what is that officially called that you're doing with STEAM?
I'm a STEAM leader.
A STEAM leader. Mm-hmm. So you're learning, mm-hmm. and then the information that you have and that you learn through this four-year commitment, what will you do with it? What is the goal?
Well, it's to phase in so that everyone eventually will, in 4 years, will have the same information that I'm getting in the first year. So it's just a process, a rollout. So we're just starting this process of STEAM teaching, and then it will filter down. So it should involve everyone in the school.
Fantastic. You heard it here straight from the source with Naomi Elkin, math teacher doing great things. Thank you so much for your level of commitment and passion to our kids. It's always fun being with you. I feel so smart and brainy, and I don't feel so bad when I make mistakes. Hey. And thanks for being with us today on Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, a relationship you can trust. Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Carmen Miller of the Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. When the facts matter, close up counts. This is Patty Mercer. Until next time, stay close.